Welcome to the 2023 NFL season. Welcome to Sports Sharks. We got the usual cast, Mr. Vit Mai and Scott Mai, and your favorite host, Len Takahashi. How you guys doing?
Good, excited for football. Very excited.
Yeah, can't believe it's back. It's gonna be a good season. A lot of trades, a lot of movement. Gonna be a store. And plus, I'm gonna get the dub this season. There's no way you're about to three-peat, Scott.
That's, I mean, if it's a three-peat, you might as well just change the show name to Scott Sharks.
If right. If
Scott
Scott
Sharks
went, if
NFL.
Scott's this one out, I will be removing myself from the
Oh, come
podcast. Sports Sharks might be no more, so you could possibly be listening to the last time here if Scott wins. So
Hey, man.
let's
People
root
might.
against him.
People will chime in to listen to me because I'm hot.
We'll see the
So,
season. We'll see.
yeah, I can't believe the season's already started. Man, time flies. That tells me like the year is almost going to be up when football season's just about to kick into gear. All right, like you said, a lot of movement happened this year. I think it's pretty much wide open for, I guess, Super Bowl. There's, to me, no clear-cut favorite.
Remember all the other years before, we're like, oh, you can't pick them. That's remember I went to that one year we both wanted to pick Buffalo, and we're like, okay, we're not gonna pick Buffalo. There was a clear-cut favorite, but it's really the open for everybody. I mean, you can never go wrong with the Chiefs. Like, you can never go wrong with them. But I don't know. This past week is kind of showing them that they lost a lot of key receivers, and that's really what lost them the game. It was Kadarius Toney, one reception. He was supposed to have a big upside this year.
Three drop passes, one causing interceptions, pick six.
Oh,
Like
man.
he had the ugliest game I ever seen.
So should we pick our Super Bowl picks first or at the end? Who you think he's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I said the end.
Then,
All right.
okay, that's cool.
All right, Scott. So since you are the defending two-time champion, we will let you go first. So defer to you. Or do you want to go last? You want to go the
I said
opposite order?
Vic should just go first, just because we know what
Yeah,
his
let
record
me just
is.
go
Let
first
Vic
because
go
I already
first.
started off the season with the wrong loss, so pretty much I'm already starting first.
Yeah, I'll go
Before you
after
did that,
Vic.
like, what made you pick the Chiefs?
He about to tell you.
That's
I
like the
mean,
favorite bet.
yeah, but honestly, if you didn't do the numbers, it was actually it was slight public on the Lions, and everywhere I looked, a lot of people liked the Lions, so I was like, oh, dang, this is a good opportunity for the Chiefs. But they played a good game. It's just really like the receiving was bad. Like, if
No
all those
Kelsey.
were catches, that pick six never happened, the Chiefs should have won that because Mahomes put it there for them. And then at the very end, that very questionable play call went for it on 4th and 25. I'm like, what is he doing? What is Andy Reid doing now? Playing Madden? Like, that's the only thing you do is in Madden, going for 4th and 25. And when that happened, I was like, oh, damn, it's over.
I'll
But
let
anyway,
you go last. You go last, Uncle Len.
but don't worry about that one. That's in the past. These next three are straight bangers here. Go ahead and put it down. This is we call these whale plays. That these next three I'm gonna give you right here. Big play. So the first one, I'm gonna go ahead and start off. I'm gonna take the. I don't know what the spread is right now, so y'all might have to correct me. But I'm taking the Steelers at home. That's my first pick right there. I really think the Steelers are a really good upside this year. Pickens, what is it? I was confused because the receiver and the
George Pickens,
Pickett,
Kenny
no,
Pickett,
Pickett,
Kenny
yeah, because
Pickett,
Pickett and Pickens.
yeah.
I really feel like he's like a up and coming kind of like Justin Herbert type of upside there. So with the Steelers, with a really great coach like Tomlin, they should be doing some damage for the next couple of years. And I think this first week, this is going to be an upset right out the gate. So what spread you got, guys got
And a
there?
half.
Three and a half?
Two and a half.
Two and a half? Okay, yeah. Two and a half. I think public's all going to be on the Niners.
Is
George
that
Kittle's.
plus two and a half or what?
Yeah, plus two and a
Plus
half.
two and a half. Yep.
Yeah, I think the Niners is going to shake off a little. Yeah, potential upset here. So Steelers, my
Mm-hmm.
first pick. Second pick is going to be my Monday night game lock of the week right here. New York Jets at home against the Buffalo Bills. Getting 2.5 as well is what I see. Yeah. You cool with that?
Let me see. Yeah, 2.5. Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, big season for the Jets. Prime time game Monday night. I really think a lot of people are going to be on Buffalo, but this is a show, so I think they're going to give it to the Jets to start off the year. And then since I already got my other pick and it was a loss, do I just give out my Sunday night pick right now, or we wait?
I think we use your way at the end, right? Or it's whatever. You give it an hour if you want. What do you want to do over there?
Just wait because then we.
Okay.
All right, I'll wait. I'll wait.
Give me 10 minutes to think about my Sunday night pick, gracious.
All
Which
right.
is. All right, I'll wait.
Yeah.
All right. You got any comments on those two picks, Scott?
For me, I'm gonna try to stay consistent this year. Whatever I already have picked, if it overlaps with you guys, I'm just gonna ride it. I don't want to take the risk of being wrong just to take a lead. I think my lock of the week is actually the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
I think them at home 2.5 against San Francisco, who has a quarterback that's like recovering from an injury. We really don't know what the Niners are gonna look like right now. So I mean, if I was the public, I would bet the Steelers. I mean, I would bet the Niners, which in my eyes is like you want to go against that trend. So I'll take the Steelers at home too. The Jets one, tough. I will say, I'm surprised Bitt didn't say this, but Aaron Rodgers is like 9-0 on Monday Night Football. So he's going for the 10-0 on Monday. So we'll see what happens. It's not a bad pick. Only bad pick I see on there was the Chiefs.
Yeah, for sure. I
know. All I know is you guys holding out on me on your where you getting your information, man.
Come on, man. This is like the fourth, fifth years already. You
I
got to get your info.
know,
We can't provide you these type of info.
man. Yeah, you should know Brock Purdy got an elbow surgery. You should know certain things like this.
9-0 on Monday Night Football. I like
Yeah.
it. Yeah, your those two picks. You're picking some tough games. But they have validity. So I like it. But they're to me, they seem like they were easier games to pick. So
Oh, really?
we'll see. So who's next? Me or you, Scott?
I can let you go last. I'm ready since you already see my Steelers pick up there.
All right, you're
So
next.
Steelers, self-explanatory. My second pick here. This is risky, but this is why I love this pick too. I'm gonna take the Cleveland Browns at home +2. They're playing the Bengals with Joe Burrows, and like, who in their right mind wouldn't pick Joe Burrows? -2 against the Browns. That just for me equals a recipe that the Browns are going to come and upset the Bengals. Joe Burrow's just got paid big money here, so who knows how he comes out and performs this year. He just got the highest paid quarterback salary, so what doesn't make sense makes sense. So I'll take the Browns +2, and then the third one I am going to take a little bit of a home favorite. I'm gonna take the Houston Texans +9.5. They tend to cover games usually, but not only that, I think my gut is DeMeco Ryans as a head coach changes the organization of the team. Former player, I can kind of tell like the players are is a different type of environment and they're gonna play harder for him. They'll probably lose the game for sure, but I don't think that they'll get blown out. I think they're gonna be very close. So it's a whole different Texans that you're going to see this year.
Is it 9.5 spread with the Ravens?
Yeah.
That's pretty high. Yeah, that's good. I'm just gonna. I like a Browns versus Bengals pick because Joe Burrow, he's been out of he's been injured this whole training camp, so he's gonna be a little rusty. So that's a good pick. And then of course the Texans they cover a lot of the spread last year, so we'll see.
You guys are gonna have a tough season again trying to beat me. I'm letting y'all know that right now.
Nah, I see what you're doing. You try to take a little page out of my book. I'm only back to my old ways this year.
I know. I see all underdogs again this year. All right, let me do my picks. My
Hold
first.
on, I didn't go over his picks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually, of course, like the Steelers. I actually like the Browns a lot too. I feel that I actually feel that angle. I was already liking the Browns, especially before Joe Burrow said he was coming back. I was kind of bummed when he said he came back, but I think like all that really does is just get the public to bet them even more, because he's back. And I don't know, man. Deshaun Watson got a year under his belt. He actually got a really good team around him. They could be sneaky for sure. And there's a lot of history between the Browns and the Bengals, so they're definitely gonna give it to him in the dog pound. And then the Texans one, that one's iffy. If anything, if I had to pick, I would definitely say away though. I would probably take the Ravens spotting that. I feel I can't. I was trying to pull up the record. I saw it, but Harbaugh opening day record is like crazy good when he actually have time to prepare. So at home too, I think they're gonna show out with the addition of Odell, new team. I think they're gonna be Texans are pretty bad. Because they pretty much you got a glimpse of them during the preseason because they don't really have reliable starters that they were saving for the season. So you pretty much everybody got some reps and they didn't look too good. CJ Stroud, I know I was big on him this year, but maybe I'm just giving the fact that he's a rookie, got some rust to shake, but he looked kind of bad out there. So that could be a whooping in my eyes.
I like it. I like it. Again, D'Amico Ryans is who I'm betting on, man. Changing the, kind of like Dan Campbell, how he came in and changed the Lions organization. I can see the same thing happening with the Texans here pretty soon.
And here come and then it's crazy because a lot of the plays right now are all underdogs. Well, watch Unc come through with the favorites right now, guaranteed.
I know. There we go. The first favorite I'm taking the Falcons minus 3.5 versus the Panthers. Kind of like you said, with the rookie quarterback Bryce Young, he's not looking too good in the preseason. I think there's just a lot too many issues with the offensive line, and I think half their starting receivers are out; they're not playing. And then with the Falcons, they have too much firepower, and then with the addition of Bijan Robinson, I think they're going to be able to control the game and pretty much win it handily. So my first pick is the Falcons minus 3.5. The next favorite pick is mine is the Jags minus 5 versus the Colts. The Jags were one win away from making it to the Super Bowl last year. Then they're playing the Colts, who Anthony Richardson, he is way too soon for him to be the starter of the NFL. An NFL team. So I think the Colts are going to struggle mightily against the Jags defense. And not only that, with Lawrence Taylor improving in his offensive game, I think it's going to be a blowout. And then my last pick, I'm taking the Dolphins plus 3 versus the Chargers. I'm kind of shocked that the Dolphins are underdogs, but there's just too much firepower in that game. And I think it's going to be, kind of a back and forth. And even if the Chargers win, they're only going to win by field goal at the most. So it'll come down to the wire. So those are my picks.
I just want to say for the Jags game, I got 4.5. If you want to take 4.5 instead of 5, I don't know what you see
Oh,
there.
yeah. I see 4.5 too.
Yeah,
There you
just
go. That's even
try to help you out. You'll need it.
I looked at my picks yesterday, so.
Man, what you think?
I like the Jags play. Even though I wouldn't play it myself because I feel like that's kind of flat. That's kind of looks kind of like a trappy line. Like who and their mom won't take Jacksonville against the Colts? Who don't feel what Unc just said right now? Like Richardson, young rookie quarterback, Colts dismantle, can't even play Jonathan Taylor. Like they have no chance of actually winning, and those are scary predicaments because those are usually the games that end up winning. So, but I mean, realistically, if it's no, rickiness involving that, Jacksonville all day for sure. Panthers and Falcons, I'm not really too fond of that game. completely stay away from me right there. Like, I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want to cap it. Those are just two trash teams that I don't have no business on putting any money on right there. So that can go either way. And then Dolphin Chargers, that's a better game, but that's just a scary game because, Chargers at home, they do have a lot of upside. That's your boy last year, Herbert. You're really high on him. Tua banged up, come back on the road. Scary. That one too. He could go either way. So I don't know what you were talking about earlier, that there were some easier games to pick, because you sure didn't pick
I agree with that one. That last line bit just dropped.
them.
There are easier games out there for y'all, for sure.
Like I'm like Nostradamus. I just look and they just jump out of the page for me. That's the one, man.
You can either see it or they could just you could just feel it in your gut. I feel like you're one of those for sure. Jags and Colts. I think everything makes sense for the Jags that they should win. Just very trappy numbers. That's the only thing. They maybe win but don't cover. Falcons game, I'll give you. That's your best bet. I think the Falcons will actually come out there and smack the Panthers. Because I'm not actually a big fan of Bryce Young. I think he's not going to pan out. He's just too little in my eyes. And anybody that's too little in the NFL right now, just if you want to talk about it, don't really make it doesn't work out. Kyler Murray didn't work out. Tua doesn't really work out. He gets hurt. So being little in the NFL is a proven recipe for not working out. And then Dolphins Chargers, like that's a pretty sure that's a heavy betted game. You're just watching it for fun. Like you don't know what's gonna happen, but something's gonna happen, and you're just gonna be on the right or wrong side of it. I wouldn't. I see no logic in picking that game because there's no reason or rhyme to me on who wins or who loses. So.
Yeah, for some reason I see the Dolphins as they just have too much offensive firepower.
They do.
And at any moment, I mean, they could be down by a touchdown with 1 minute left in the game and 60-yard bomb. No, there it is. They're tied.
Yeah. It's an appropriate line. Chargers are at home, right? They're at home minus three, so they have to spot the points here. So it's an appropriate line. I would say it's a 3 o'clock game too. And I always tell y'all that them 3 o'clock games be full of foolery. Some crazy stuff happens around that. Around that time.
I'm taking notes. After 3 o'clock, no bueno.
It's just scary.
All right. Let's go with the Sunday night game. Oh, you know what? Megan's going to that game this Sunday night.
The New York game?
Yeah, the Giants and the
Oh,
Cowboys.
that's dope. Nice.
So. All right, so Sunday night is the Dallas Cowboys versus the New York Giants. That's a tough way to start off the first game of the year for the Cowboys.
Divisional rival for real. This is gonna test them. I'm telling you, this is a test year for the Cowboys. Not really for the Cowboys like team, but a lot of like positional player. Like for example, I think Dak is on the hot seat.
For sure.
This man don't do good this year. They're already showing him like, yo, we brought in Trey Lance. Like, we'll get rid of you, bro. Like, so start off to a divisional foe. Ooh, don't get better and tougher than that. So I'm gonna go ahead and go because of that. I feel like Dak is so shaky, and this is my team, but I really feel like this is a really good position for the Giants. So I'm gonna go ahead and take the home dog. Probably gonna for sure against the public on a Sunday night. So can't go wrong with that there. 3.5 points.
I am shocked.
Oh.
I am absolutely shocked. He's really trying to something different this year to win. I am just shocked.
No love for
I
you. No confidence in your team, I see, huh?
am
Maybe
shocked.
they'll do better if I don't care about them like
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. I think they'll end up winning. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Just dropped it again. You just dropped the under 45 and a half for me. Divisional game. It's gonna be tight. It's gonna be close. So I'll take the under 45 and a half for that.
Okay, some things never change with you. Also, all last year
Consistency, man.
we'll be taking the over and unders for Sunday night.
Yeah.
All right, so Ben, you're gonna be sweating because I am taking the Giants also.
Oh. No.
it.
Because I mean, it's gonna be a tough knock 'em divisional game. I think tight. Giants playing at home, getting the 3.5 points. We'll see how the Cowboys perform. Oh wait.
Well, looks like it's going 2-2 at the best.
And then the top it off, me and Bit are thinking alike. So yeah, I like
That's
it.
also a old proven recipe for disaster as well.
Yeah, if you notice too, this man has that the same favorite minus 4.5, and you see what that turned out for me.
For our Super Bowl teams, who's gonna? Okay, so we what are we playing on this one? Is it $100 or what for the regular picks?
Well, it's always been 50, right? Well, it's always been 100.
It's been a
Oh,
hundred too.
oh, it has? Okay.
It's a
Oh,
hundred.
wait,
It's to be
100 is cool.
for
100 is cool.
clarity, is it to make the Super Bowl or win it? And how about just to make it?
Yeah, because nobody's hit it yet. So, I mean, shit.
Yeah.
At this point, you might even go say 200.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'll ask Kevin to chime in too. We got four
Oh,
people.
yeah. You know, yeah. We need that one out of the blue there.
Yeah.
Pick.
All right, Scott, since you're the defending champion, you get first picks.
Okay. My Super Bowl pick this year is actually going to be, and it won't, maybe it won't make sense based on my pick already, but I'm actually going to take the Ravens. I think
Ooh, let's laugh.
I think Lamar Jackson is going to have one of his MVP type of year. I know Vince happy to hear that because he has in my fantasy.
Yes, yes.
I have in my other league too, but I feel like Lamar has weapons now, and he has running backs that are healthy. So they're gonna do that thing. I mean, they won't cover this weekend, but I feel like every team that Odell goes to, he makes them a better squad. Just something about Odell. He has that factor where he just goes to a team and they automatically become like champion contenders. He's the Robert Horry or something, if you want to describe it. But that's what my gut tells me. Plus, Ravens are my favorite team, so go with them.
Yeah, that is a interesting. Well, it's really not to me a bad pick because there are so many teams this year that legitimately are Super Bowl have an opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl, and the Ravens are one of them. So I can't say good bad pick.
Yeah. But I mean
That's
the
it.
Ravens are pretty much they're always in it every single year. You
Yeah.
know, they get hit with the injury bug, but if they get everybody good, they're easily could go to the AFC, championship game, and from there, they can make it. But
AFC.
hopefully my team that I'm gonna go with is the team that maybe play your team in the AFC championship, especially we're shooting for that. But my team, of course, gonna be an AFC team as well. I'm gonna go with the New York Jets. That's my pick. I think Aaron Rodgers, instant impact right away. Jets already have a good defense brewing. Literally, the only thing that was hurting them was a quarterback. You plug in A-Rod, Garrett Wilson freaking went over 1,000 yards with freaking
Three quarterbacks.
three quarterbacks, and then so it's. Definitely, but now he got the best, and I already saw a glimpse of it in the preseason. They already got a connection going on. Could be dangerous. Could be real good, and they're kind of in a weak division now. So, Patriots ain't what they used to be. The other one is be my like Miami,
Bills
but
in Miami.
Bills, yeah, Bills too. But I don't know. I don't think the Bills gonna have a good year. But
Well, I
yeah,
got Garrett
Jets.
Wilson on my fantasy team. I agree with you on there.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they have a Dalvin Cook. They signed
Yeah,
Breece
that's a nice,
Hall.
nice with Breece Hall. That's a nice little combo right there.
Yeah.
And then, A-Rod pretty much recruited all his favorite receivers from Green Bay. They could keep it. He got Cobb and Lazard over there. Like,
Yeah.
dang, bro.
Yeah. He's they're stacked. It's just the only concern is chemistry.
Yeah.
A lot of them, this is they've never played together, so you can put together that championship team, but until they play on the field together, it doesn't doesn't may not pan out. So
But they got help, man. If one thing to fix chemistry is just running the ball, and then you got Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall.
yeah.
It's easy to make the games good.
Yep. All right. So my super, I'm down to two teams, and one of is like a heavy favorite. So I guess I'll go with the other one. I was looking at the Eagles, making it back to the Super Bowl, but
Yeah,
that's too
that's
easy.
Kevin's pick. I'll tell you, Kevin would probably pick something obvious like that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm
But
actually
that's
gonna.
not a, but that's not a bad pick too, though,
No, it's
even
not
picking
at
the
all.
Eagles. Well, that's the same as picking the Chiefs. That's like going a heavy favorite. So I'm gonna go with the Jacksonville Jaguars as my.
Whoa,
They were close
damn.
last year.
They're not there yet, Hunk.
They're not there yet.
There's something about the leap of improvement they made last year, and I think.
They're not even top five in the AFC.
I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks. Just give me $50 to put on the Jacksonville Super
But
Bowl. It's a way crazier thing.
I will.
That'd be worth it because the payout probably be kind of crazy.
Yeah,
So,
100.
You gotta pick someone like that at least, more than 10 to 1 to make it pay off.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Jags is probably like 18 to 1 or something. So.
No, because the Cowboys are like 18. Let me see. I'll look it up.
So there's something about Trevor Lawrence, I think, that I like, and he made major improvement last year, with a real coach helping him out. And then of course their Calvin Ridley's playing this year. I mean, he's looking explosive. So, that combination makes their offense even better than they were last year, and their defense is okay. So.
Hey, 2,800 to win the Super Bowl. So I'll put in that $50 for you or whatever you want easily.
Yeah,
Might as well.
26 to one odd. So,
Yeah.
what
damn,
what
that's
is
not.
what is the Eagles?
The
They're, I mean, they're
Eagles.
the $800, $700.
8 to 1.
Yeah, 8-1.
7-1, 8 to 1.
Yeah, I'm doing the Jags. I give you $50 on the Jags.
Okay. I'll be there in a few weeks. I'll let you know. I will go collect it with you if you
Yes, we will do that.
win. Yeah, well, he said it was 2,600. Oh, okay. Yeah, you might as well, if you do that, Scott, you might as well go put a ticket for the Ravens too. They're like
Yeah.
16 to 1.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that too.
What are the Jets?
And I might as well put money for me too, dog. The Jets is 1,400.
Yeah,
Yeah,
might as
those are
well.
all. Those are all good. Yeah, because the lowest payout is the Chiefs, which is like 650.
It might be higher now after Thursday,
Yeah,
but
6 to 1. Yeah,
yeah.
Buffalo is also 650. Yeah, all the favorites is like 650, like Eagles.
Surprised the Cowboys is that high. Is that telling us something? Or that low?
That means it's not good. Well, it's not bad.
I mean, the Cowboys are
1,100.
supposed to be, they're the sixth highest
They have
ranked
better
team.
odds than the Jets.
Yeah.
So, I don't
There's
know.
something going on.
I actually think the Cowboys this year have a legitimate chance of, making it to the Super Bowl better.
That's what people say, keep saying, but like, it's like, to me, it's like, bro, I hear this every year. Like, stop it already. Like, I don't want to hear it no more. Like, you gotta
Well,
show
I
me.
mean, the last 5 years, I'm telling you to stop it. But actually, I think this year, what makes you get to the championship and to the Super Bowl is a
It's what
dominating
matter.
defense.
It is, yeah. It's nothing less than that. We've seen good seasons. We've seen best record in the league. Like, nah, we going NFC Championship or Super Bowl or it's a bust.
Exactly.
Probably this year is the year, if it happens, Cowboys will beat the Niners in the playoffs. They took us out twice, 2 years in a row already. If we match up again, if the NFL sets it up that way, then the Cowboys beat
They
us.
will, because the public's all gonna be on the Niners because
Yeah.
they think history repeats itself and
Yeah.
Niners beat the Cowboys again and maybe it's just different outcome this time.
Yeah, thinking ahead now.
We'll see.
Do you
Yeah.
think Brock Purdy is for real or he was a fluke last year?
We'll see.
I
We'll
think he was
see.
a fluke, man. No, not a fluke, but more of the genius of the head coach and the play calling they would do to protect him. All these
Yeah.
dink and dunk type passes, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then, like you always said before, too, is like a lot of times players have good season right away like that because there's really no game tape on them. They don't know what they're dealing with. Now they have a whole season to actually watch his like tendencies and stuff. So teams is going to be way more prepared for them for him compared to last year.
You know who the 49ers backup quarterback is?
Oh yeah,
Oh,
what's his name from the Panthers? Sam Darnold.
it's gross.
They picked him and dropped Trey Lance. That's crazy.
That's bad.
Well, that's to me, that's more of an indictment on Trey Lance.
Right.
They were
Getting
going with the more of the
respect.
veteranship. So from what I heard, like Trey Lance is not really the vocal like leader type. And not saying Sam Darnold's more, but he's more of a vet. He's been there already. So he has more to, I guess, provide than Trey Lance would. So that's why they felt like he was the better choice.
Well, I think they both came out in the same year in the draft. It's just that
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has actually played.
Yeah, the stat is crazy. There's a lot of guys that came out the same year as him and has already like thrown for way more passes and yards than he's not even close. Like, I'm like, damn, bro.
Well, he's either been
Been
injured.
hurt, bench. Yeah, I know, but still though, bad
Play
luck.
with the Jet, play with the Jets, and then play with the
The opportunities aren't getting any better being behind
no.
Dak right now either. So like,
Oh, you're talking about Trey Lance?
yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not looking too good right now with the people that were drafted after him. No.
Yeah, he had a chance. He could have stayed there, but I saw his preseason. He was boo-boo. He couldn't even get it done against backup dudes.
I think his confidence is shot. It's all he's got the physical tools. It's just when you lose your confidence, man, you can't play at all.
Maybe
Yeah.
that system wasn't a good fit for him. He's like a mobile quarterback or something. He needs like a different play style, pretty
And
much.
plus, like, how nice was he really? Like, he was dominating in the FCS.
South Dakota State,
He wasn't even the FBS, bro. Like, come on, like, how good are you really?
North Dakota State or something crazy.
They got enamored with Josh Allen, and they thought he was the next, from a small school.
Oh, traded up nasty for him.
All right, man. Good luck, guys. It's a long season. Don't worry if you go 0-4 bit. You got
Nope.
the
All
tort
right.
there. Think of just keep that in mind.
Oh, it's a long season, but you got to start off strong to so that way you don't have to make erratic picks towards the end of the year and put you in worse positions. So,
Chasing is hard, especially when you got the same picks.
All right. Well, I know who I'm picking this week for my teaser bets. I'm taking the Steelers, the Jags, and one more.
Oh no, the
You
Jags
heard
will mess it up.
Steelers, the Jags, and one more for your teaser bet. All right, guys. Have a good evening. And
Right, y'all.
you catch that UT Bama game is on right
Let's
now.
do it. I got money on UT, which I think.
What's the spread?
Might be a good pick. Bama's not the same no more.
Plus seven.
Ooh,
Yeah.
yeah, that is.
Yeah.
We shall see.
All right. Holla at you, fam.
All right, how
Have a good
y'all? Laters.
one. Later.
Laters.